You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
4540 WAUK News. I'm Chris Morrow in for Stuart J. Waddles. A certain type of vehicle is being targeted in Milwaukee, and it's not the one you're thinking of. We have more news about the strange ways of staying safe these days.
If you own a Nissan, get yourself a nice metal box or some tinfoil. The recent rise in thefts of those vehicles in Milwaukee is said to be intercepted key fob data, with it now being recommended to cover up your key. Criminals are using a reprogramming tool to snag the signals from the air and make their own versions of your key. Milwaukee police say this type of theft has happened at least 9 times recently.
That's Stuart J. Waddles reporting. Do you know a high school student interested in both art and nature? Well, they may want to enter the design competition for the State Fair Park Passes this year. Melissa Kay has that story.
High school students can submit designs for next year's Wisconsin State Park and Forest Vehicle Admission Passes. This is for all high school-age students in Wisconsin. The artwork should focus on outdoor recreation, animals, or plants in the state. Steve Schmelzer is the Parks and Recreation Management Bureau Director. He said this is a great opportunity for students to blend their artistic passion and interest in our natural resources. He's grateful for all of the students who submit artwork and said it's never an easy choice to pick just one design. The vehicle admission passes provide access to more than 60 state park, forest, and recreation area properties across Wisconsin. The design contest is open now through April 30th.
That's Melissa Kay reporting. And finally, fire officials still don't have a final cause for that big brush fire that burnt out of control for several hours near Soren's Ford on Capitol Drive near Brookfield Road on Saturday. The good news is no major property damage was suffered. Nobody was hurt. Again, they're still looking for the cause of that fire. That's news on 540 WAUK from the Civic Media Newsroom.
It's the Bucks and the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks in prime time tonight on TNT in Indy taking on the Pacers. Milwaukee coming off that loss to the Cavaliers, who've now won 14 games in a row. Damian Lillard.
You know, they're having a great season. They're rolling. We didn't play our best game. We respect who they are and what they've done, but we feel great about where we are and our opportunity to win a game.
NFL free agency, the Packers signing two players, the 49ers left guard Aaron Banks and Raiders defensive back Nate Ross, both to four-year contracts. Defensive lineman T.J. Slayton leaves Green Bay for Cincinnati, a two-year deal with the Bengals. Baseball, Brewers with a 7-5 win over the Mariners. Christian Yelich, back from back surgery with a home run.
Yeah, I still think I can play at a pretty high level. You know, I felt like I was playing at a pretty high level last year up until I got hurt, which was unfortunate. It just came on pretty quick. That's how it goes sometimes, but I still think I can do it at a high level, and you know, just got to go out there and do it.
That's Christian Yelich with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. New releases in theaters this past weekend all seemed to limp to the finish line for different reasons. Acclaimed director Bong Joon-ho's new film, Mickey 17, did finish first at the box office with $19 million, but that was a bit of a disappointment. The film starring Robert Pattinson cost almost $120 million to make and is not expected to recoup. This was the director's first big studio budget after winning a Best Director Oscar for Parasite 5 years ago. The other new releases were Rule Breakers, which got excellent reviews from critics and even better from audiences, but brought in just $1.5 million at the box office on over 2,000 screens. In The Lost Lands, starring Mila Jovovich and David Bautista, stunk up theaters with barely over $1 million at the gate and terrible reviews. Captain America managed to hang on to the number two slot, followed by Last Breath, The Monkey, and Paddington in Peru, which finished in fifth place. Tough week. I was very excited to see Bong Joon-ho's new film, Mickey 17. After big wins on Oscar night 5 years ago, which saw him bring home the Best Director and Best Picture Oscar for Parasite, Joon-ho took a big swing with a big budget on Mickey 17. The film stars Robert Pattinson as Mickey, who is on his 17th life, who tries to figure out if creatures on an ice-covered planet are friends or foes. He uses an annoying voice the entire film, but the film does have a nice message. Ultimately, Mickey 17 was pretty tough to get through. James Bond passed away in 2021 in the film No Time to Die. But did you honestly think that would stop studios from making more Bond movies? Despite speculation that there would be a female Bond, multiple sources report that it is not happening and 007 will stay male and British. The search continues for who will play 007. Personally, I think it might be time for a chubby Bond who has halitosis and can't get girls. Lady Gaga was the host and musical act of Saturday Night Live this past weekend and took the opportunity to take a shot at her own work. In the opening monologue, Gaga joked that she was happy with the film's Razzie win, an award that goes to real stinker films. She said she doesn't mind because she likes winning things. She also promised the studio audience she would act and sing and not do Joker 3. Hard to believe Todd Phillips made something that has become that much of a joke. Speaking of SNL, Mike Myers can't seem to stay away from his old stomping grounds. The Austin Powers creator showed up again this weekend, playing Elon Musk, who complained about his wealth dropping due to the stock market, and then satirized a meeting in the Oval Office last week where Musk allegedly shouted at Marco Rubio. Myers brought down the house when he morphed into Dr. Evil while playing Musk. Definitely worth a YouTube visit. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy this morning, mostly sunny this afternoon, and it is definitely going to be colder than yesterday. Our high today only 41 with wind northeast at 10 to 20. Tonight 31, tomorrow partly cloudy 45, Thursday 47. We're back to near 60 by Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 42.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.